This is Organ First Radio. I'm Alan Ashton. Welcome to the show. In last month's show, you may recall, we had a theatre organ player making his debut on the programme, so this month it'll be likewise for an exciting new electronic organist. There's also a new CD from the famous American artist George Wright, as well as some new recordings from a famous name in the electronic organ world who's not been heard on the show for far too long. All that coming up, but right now, this is Claudia Hirschfeld at the Versi Louvre with a tune which I kind of think is appropriate now that we've left the EU. It's time to say goodbye.
Thank you.
Time to say goodbye. Not that we'll ever feel it's time to say goodbye to Claudia Hirschfeld, just the bureaucrats who've controlled our way of life for far too long. Now, for a great many years, Grant Neal was the editor and producer of Keyboard Cavalcade, the last remaining Organ World magazine aimed fairly and squarely at us enthusiasts. But last year, he put away his editorial pen, and the new owner was Michael Wooldridge, who, in a very short period of time, has slowly but deliberately made a number of welcome changes to content and layout. So, along comes the current issue, and it contains a special freebie CD, and there's not many of those flying around these days, believe me. Now, not only that, the 15 tracks are all performed and recorded using the onboard facilities on either the Korg PA-1000 or the Korg PA-4X. Don't ask me what all those numbers mean. Best direct your inquiries to the performer himself, Andy Carville. Now, I remember him from some of the festivals that I produced back in the 70s and 80s, and at that time he was connected with the Technics range. Since then, he moved over to Yamaha and Casio, but now, as I said, it's the Korg range. And giving us a taste of the sound, this is Andy with a classic samba twosome of Hungarian Dance No. 5 and Ronda a la Turca. The Hungarian Dance No. 5 and the Ronda a la Turca, courtesy of Mr. Brahms and Mr. Mozart, and performer Andy Carville. Like many of our organists today, Andy took an interest in music from an early age, firstly with the trombone, then piano, and eventually the organ. And by the time he was 17, he'd secured the position of UK demonstrator for GEM UK, who distributed the popular Galanti range, of which, I have to say, not a lot of commercial recordings were made. But my collection does have this one by one of the country's most famous electronic organists, Harold Smart, who, as you'll hear, takes a well-known composition and has his own bit of fun with it. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace with Harold Smart on the Galanti FS model with accompaniment of guitar, bass and drums. Well, let's return to the freebie disc featuring Andy Carville, given away with every copy of Keyboard Cavalcade magazine. In more recent times, Andy has got back to his first love, that of making music and the development of his interest in composing. I have to say, there is a nice selection of compositions here, but from all of them, I've chosen the one titled This Magical Evening, which truly is a magical track. Thank you. This Magical Evening, performed and composed by Andy Carville. If you're not already a subscriber to Keyboard Cavalcade magazine, might I suggest you just Google that name in and learn all about it and the exciting things planned in the way of festivals once we've got over the modern day version of the bubonic plague, which governs and restricts our normal way of life. The new owner and editor of the magazine, Michael Waldridge, is himself a very well-known theatre and electronic organ player. And so, in timely fashion, let's hear the maestro himself on Yamaha CVP 609 Clavinova digital piano in the lively company of Mr. Sandman. Sandman and Michael Waldridge. Well, as I said at the head of the show this month, I'm going to feature a couple of tracks from a West Midlands keyboard player by the name of Alex McAllister, who's never played an organ concert or even appeared at any festivals yet. Like many organists, he was influenced by the music of Klaus Wunderlich, but decided to try and emulate some of those famous sounds using a Kurzweil and Korg synths. Alex goes on to tell me that he's not used any form of automatics, no sampling, no trickery, and certainly no instant one-man band settings or instant Klaus sounds found on so many keyboards these days. So, as you can tell, he's not a fan of automatics. The main difference here is everything is 100% manual work, and whilst he recorded in multi-track technique, every part is played manually, no MIDI or anything like that, and he had to listen to each and every sound to try and recreate as best as he could with the instruments that he had to hand. There is one other difference, and that is he added real guitar and bass guitar, both of which he played himself, as well as the drums, in order to give the live band feel and sound typical of that era. Have a listen to this, and then tell me that you're not impressed. Massachusetts, Spanish Eyes and the Green Green Grass of Home. Now, to me, that was pretty impressive, considering it was played on instruments that Klaus never had, apart from the drums, perhaps. But if you thought that was good, Alex now uses a Vox Continental 73 instrument to come up with another impressive piece played again with a nod to a very famous Wunderlich LP titled Dream Concerto, which featured Klaus on a variety of Hohner instruments. This is the lovely Till. Well, if nothing else, you have to hand it to Alex McAllister for the time and determination in producing both the selections in today's programme. As we all know, Klaus sound is built in as a standard to most keyboards and organs today, so with not having those at your disposal, I give him full credit, and no doubt he'll get more airings on the show in the future. Although the next artist has been heard many times on Organ First Radio, I never tire of hearing his contributions played on his Yamaha and the Paramount Electronic Theatre organ, so it's a pleasure once again to welcome Stephen Vincent with two numbers from the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Firstly, Chuchy Face, and then Chitty Chitty Bang Bang itself. Stephen Vincent. Ooh. Stephen Vincent, one of the regular contributors to the programme. Now, perhaps it's just me, but I could never bring myself to even want to see the film, although one has to say the music has always been a great favourite with organists, although I was hearing the first of those two numbers, Chuchi Face, recorded for the first time by any organist. Now, lockdown for most people, and especially musicians and organists, has been devastating for them all. Organ clubs can't function, and festivals have been curtailed. Nevertheless, come the day when he can once again fulfil engagements, Ian Griffin has been busily laying down tracks for his next CD. And to give you the advance trailer of just two tracks, here's Ian to play, first of all, Blame It on the Bossa Nova, and then a composition which he tells me will be the title of the CD. That's going to be As Long As I Have Music. Ian Griffin. Thank you. Two numbers performed by Ian Griffin on Ketron Audio, Ketron SD7 and Yamaha Tyros 4 keyboards, and they being Blame It on the Bossa Nova, a song which was a 1963 hit single for E.D. Gourmet, and that was followed by As Long As I Have Music, a ballad which Ian indicates has beautiful lyrics which are designed to lift our spirits in these difficult times. Hence his choice to include it, and also to use it for his forthcoming CD title. Legendary George Wright needs no introduction to theatre organ fans, but during his lifetime he did make some very interesting electronic organ releases, but not all of them ever got released. In recent months, Stephen Ashley has been given the opportunity of digitising another set of recordings that have lain hidden for many years. This new CD is titled George Wright Plays Three Vintage Allen Organs, and I'm about to share with you tracks from each of the trio. First of all, the sound of the Allen 425 model, as George reminds us of Harper Valley PTA. Harper Valley PTA, a country song written by Tom T. Hall, which in 1968 became a major international hit single for country singer Jeannie C. Riley, and it turned out to be her only top 40 pop hit. Next, George Wright turns his attention to the Allen MDC-30 model with this rather cheeky version of When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. Thank you. When my sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. A 1920s jazz standard written by Gene Austin, Jimmy McHugh and Irving Mills in 1924. Finally, George Wright at the Allen 620 model with Ease On Down the Road. Ease On Down the Road is a song from the 1975 Broadway musical The Wiz, a rhythm and blues interpretation of L. Frank Baum's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Now in total, there are 25 tracks on this latest CD, which regrettably is not available through the usual MSS mail order route. But if you'd like details of how to obtain a copy, then just get in touch with me, of course, via the Organ First Radio web pages. And thanks again to Steve Ashley for providing those three wonderful tracks. Good to know that new George Wright gems keep surfacing. With just enough time in hand, let's end this all-electronics edition of Organ First Radio with John Beasley on Yamaha HX1 and other keyboards with Take 5. Take 5, performed there by John Beasley. Next month I'll be returning to the usual format of both theatre and electronic organ tracks, and whether there's going to be any new releases remains to be seen, but be rest assured if there are any, I hope to be in a position to share them with you. Till then, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.